24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome to Productivity 360. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, and we want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you who've been watching, listening, chiming in, leaving your questions, thoughts, and concerns. Thank you for reviewing us on iHeart, iTunes, and everywhere else that you may listen to Productivity 360. Remember, every Friday, right here on Bashani and worldwide, we're coming to you live with the best and the brightest from all around the world. Remember, if you have something that you want to talk about, you can send it in to us at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. That's contactliveproduce@gmail.com. All right, today I want to talk to you about a topic, and I know many of you have been dealing with this, whether on your job, whether you are at home right now. There are some things that are standing in between you and the things that you desire. In essence, what am I actually saying? How has this pandemic caused you not to be able to perform at optimal levels? How has this pandemic caused you not to perform at optimal levels? Well, I'm going to share with you a few things that you need to make sure that you eradicate immediately. Don't get caught up in the stupor. Don't get caught up in the actual mundaneness where everybody's doing these little silly memes that say, oh my God, what day is it? It's just another day. Every day you wake up, you have the opportunity and the ability to make a difference, to make an impact, and to generate revenue. So who am I talking to? Any and every person who is on the planet right now, you need to hear the words that I'm about to share. You need to tune in with your hearing so that you can go out and do something with what I'm about to drop on you. This may be you. You may simply be located by what I'm about to talk about. And listen, it is not about shaming you. It is not about causing you to feel less than. It's about helping you to get up off your fourth point of contact and do what you were called to do. It's about helping you to live your most productive life. It's about helping you to execute that which you've been called to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope that you're picking up what I'm putting down. I can only imagine right now, in this day and age, with everything that's going on, what do you find yourself doing the most? If you're honest with yourself, you find yourself waiting. Waiting for what? Waiting for what moment? Waiting for this to get right or that to get right, or waiting to hear that next step. It has caused you to become stagnant. It has caused you to become stale. And immediately, if you don't take care of this, you're going to become extinct. I hope that you're hearing what I'm saying. Now, when I talk about waiting, many people are going to wait for tomorrow. But don't you know that tomorrow will never come? If you don't execute and exercise your abilities today. See, because the you of tomorrow won't be prepared if the you of today doesn't do what it needs to do. So I'm challenging you to stop waiting for tomorrow. Did you know that it doesn't matter what happened in the past? What matters is currently your right now. Let me break that down for you. When I say now, I mean no one waiting. Stop waiting on someone else or something else for you to get started. So it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. What matters is what you're doing right now and how you're setting yourself up for success. Remember this, the world needs the greatness that's on the inside of you. The world needs you to be productive and produce at the levels that you are capable of producing. But if you allow this situation, this circumstance, this pandemic, epidemic, this COVID virus to cause you to become stale and stagnant, remember, you will eventually become obsolete. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? It doesn't matter how low your net worth is right now. It doesn't matter how high your net worth is right now. If you continue to stay in the posture of waiting, 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 what you're going to find is you're going to become stale, stagnant, and then you will become extinct. Another thing that waiting does is cause you to settle. You're settling for where you are. Waiting also is indicative that you are literally in your comfort zone. Oh, wait, I don't have to do that right now. I can do it a little bit later. Oh, wait, another hour or two won't matter. Oh, wait, they really don't need that product at this particular point in time. Maybe I'll push it out next week. No, whatever your genius is, whatever that greatness that's on the inside of you, it's time for you to stretch. It's time for you to exercise that thing, and it's time for you to produce. I need you to produce that which is on the inside of you. The world needs you to stop waiting, stop hesitating, stop being stagnant, stale, and eventually becoming extinct. Do you know what waiting really is? Waiting is simply you procrastinating. Waiting is simply you procrastinating because you think you can, and you can do it whenever you're ready. That's why you said, I'll wait. But listen to me, whatever it is that you're waiting for, it never comes. You might as well do what you're called to do, help how you're called to help, and execute accordingly. If you're not exactly sure which way to go, remember this one thing, always follow your heart. A wise man once told me to follow my heart. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So stop waiting, stop procrastinating, stop with the stagnation, stop with getting stale so that you don't end up becoming extinct. Now, the next thing that many of you are probably dealing with right now, all these business owners, these speakers, these authors, all these people in these different industries, what they're doing right now is beating themselves up because they think it's not perfect enough. That project, it's not perfect enough. That new service, it's not perfect enough. The major thing that you don't want to do is be too hard on yourself during this time. Because when you find yourself being too hard on yourself, you still will find yourself not producing. The book that is in your head is not better than the 15 books that I've written while you've played around with that one in your head. Are you hearing what I'm saying? People have to get out of their own way. The best way that I can tell you about not beating yourself up is get your butt out of your own way. Don't be too hard on yourself. Remember this, there are plenty of people willing to beat you up. So why add to the system? Now I know you're saying, well, hold on, Dr. Vernon, you don't know me like that. Yep, but I tell you what, there are plenty of people who would trade places with you to beat you up. You don't have to beat yourself up. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Do your best and let the rest of it go. Do your best and let the rest of it go. Now, when I say let it go, I don't mean just forget about it. I mean delegate your weaknesses, folks. Delegate your weaknesses. Continue to build upon your strengths, but delegate your weaknesses. This is something that I challenge you to do today. As you're listening to the Productivity 360 show on Bashani and Worldwide, I challenge you to say to yourself, I am the best at what I do. I know even right now when I spoke that into your hearing, there was a roadblock that came up. That's why I'm telling you, you got to stop beating yourself up. You are the best at what you do. You have everything you need to make it happen. These are affirmations that you should be telling yourself so that you can be encouraged and empowered to move forward. Delegate your weaknesses, folks. Build upon your strengths and tell yourself that you have everything you need to be the best version of you possible. Now, my question is this. Many people will put expectations on you, but it's the expectations that you put on yourself that counts the most. Many people can say whatever they want, but you know the voice that we listen to the most? It's our own. So you've got to decide that you're going to love yourself to the fullest, that you're going to be proud of what you do, and that you're not going to allow your mistakes to become final. Your mistakes cannot become final. Now, let's move on to the next thing that many people are experiencing during this time. Remember, we told you to get out of the waiting game. The second thing is stop beating yourself up. And the next thing is stop saying to yourself, if I only had this, or if it was only this way. What I need you to understand is that every hurdle, every boundary, everything that you'll cross during this particular time, you need to know that it is created to build you up. It's created to make you better. It's created to help you along your journey. Help you along your journey. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What often messes us up in life is the picture that we're painting for ourselves. Have you ever heard the statement that a picture says 1,000 words? Well, could you imagine what it is like when you have a picture in your head that says, I'm not enough? When you have a picture in your head that says, there's nothing that I can do, this is impossible. It is time for you to see beyond what you are looking at. And look towards the vision, look towards the mission, look towards the mandate that you have for yourself. What you've got to remember is to paint the right picture for yourself. Open up your eyes, help yourself to see the end goal. See, in the military, I used to teach what we would call backwards planning. Anytime I needed a leader or a subordinate to see something, I helped them see the ending before the beginning. What is the picture that you see for your life today? How do you see your business today? What is the next level that you desire to get to? Well, the moment, hear me very clearly, the moment that you see yourself crossing the finish line is the moment that you start to get there. The moment that you see yourself crossing the finish line is the moment that you are going to get there. Why? Because the moment that I can show you crossing that finish line and winning and completing your race, mentally, every single thing shifts. Every single thing shifts. And remember this, life truly does go on. Not everything that you envision will happen, but when you put the vision in front of you, it will cause you to move as if the vision has already been completed. So where do you see yourself in the next couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years? If you can see it, in your mind, if you can envision it, then I believe that you can run towards it. The next thing that I want to tell you about this season is to make sure that your eye is on the prize and not on someone else. Make sure that your eye is on the prize and not on someone else. What do I mean by that? Attempting to become someone else or to do what someone else is doing is not what you were called to do. You are designer original. Did you hear what I said? I said you are a designer original. And because you are a designer original, guess what happens? God gifted you for a specific assignment and for a specific task. But the one thing that we cannot battle, I don't care who you are, whether you're in a relationship or whether you're dealing with self, the one thing that the outside world cannot battle is what I call your inner voice. Your inner voice. Decide that you're going to be unapologetically you. Stop trying to do what someone else is doing just because they are doing it. Make sure that you're not in competition or competing, but that you find yourself in collaboration mode. Make sure that you find yourself in the complementing role. Make sure that you are maximizing your ability, your energy, your efforts, your experience, and everything that God created you to do. Because when you're walking according to your purpose, nothing can stop you. I love to say this, nothing can stop a productive and made up mind. So my question to you is, will you be productive? Or will you decide that you'll be stale, stagnant, hesitant, and procrastinating, and then you'll end up being replaced? You decide. These are the things that I want to share with you today to help you see things from a different perspective. That no matter what is going on around you, you have everything you need inside of you to succeed. Productivity is being effective and efficient with your time, your talents, your energy, and your effort. My question to you today is, are you being effective? Are you being efficient? Are you utilizing your efforts and your energy for the greater good? Because when you do, what you will see is someone who is satisfied. Someone who is satisfied within themselves. Yes, there will be another level that you want to go to. Yes, there are new exploits. But when you find yourself producing at optimal levels, what you will find is a person who is satisfied. Let me share this with you. You need to make sure that you encourage yourself on a daily basis with productive and positive affirmations. What do you say to yourself? How do you speak about yourself? Do you acknowledge who you are and what you were created to do? I am productive. I am a shaker and a mover. I am a change agent. I am a gift unto this world. I have been called to change other people's lives. What about you? What do you say about yourself? The worst thing that you can do in these times is to start having what I call self-defeating stories or self-defeating vocabulary. I can't do this. Man, this is bad. Can you believe that this is happening? Stop and change your speech. Stop and redirect your path. Stop and do a 180 with your mentality, with your mindset, with your heart, because this is what I know. If you continue to waste time, eventually time is going to run out. But if you invest your time, eventually you're going to get a return on your investment. The work that you've been putting in, the heart and soul that you've been putting in will eventually show up and show itself valuable. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you continue to lie to yourself with those self-defeating stories, you will eventually believe them. And remember, the most important asset to the human life is a productive and made-up mind. So make up your mind today that negativity will not be a part of your story, that productive and positive thoughts and talk will be a part of your life. What story are you telling yourself? And remember, a mistake is not final, so don't beat yourself up when you make a mistake. When you find yourself making a mistake, place that underneath your feet and allow it to become the platform from which you rise. Allow it to become a platform from which you rise. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? I hope that these things are helpful and that you can recognize how important each of these things are. Let me share two more with you as I'm getting ready to bring this to a close. The number one thing that I want you to look out for is the place of safe. The place of safe. You've got to decide that safe is not the place that you want to dwell in. You show me a wealthy person who is safe. You show me a successful or significant person who has played it safe all of their life. I promise you, taking risks are absolutely essential to your growth. Taking risks are absolutely essential to your growth. Don't stop just because it doesn't feel right or you don't know what's on the other side. Don't hold back. Stop playing it safe. Take calculated risk. Be intentional about what you want and go after it with 100% of your efforts and your energy. Safe is not the place that you want to be during this time. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? I promise you, I believe wholeheartedly that although we may be stuck in a different arena right now, you're not stuck mentally. I challenge you to become innovative. I challenge you to become creative. I challenge you to step outside of your comfort zone. Do something different. You will thank yourself 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 4 months from now. Whatever it is that you need to do, step outside of your comfort zone and watch how things begin to change. I'm reminded of a parable that talks about roasting ideas. See, ideas, insight, and influence are worth more than gold. Ideas change the world. Influence changed the world. Insight changes the world. Will you not take some time while you have the time to start thinking about new ideas, innovative ideas, new ways to be influential, and also what type of insight do you have that can change the trajectory of maybe just your community? It may be your region. It may be your state. It may even be the world. There's greatness on the inside of you. And all you have to do is be productive so that you wouldn't have to be replaced. Time is the great equalizer. And the thing that I know for certain is that we are all equal in time, but we are separated by how we produce in it. So how will you produce over the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks? How will you maximize your time? It's time to get out of your own way. It's time to dive into the deep. It's time for you to make an impact, folks. I hope that you've picked up the nuggets that I put down today. And I promise you that we'll be right back here next week, Friday, on Bashani and Worldwide, giving you what you need to succeed in this life. We're bringing you all things productivity right here on Productivity 360. Well, you know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there and switch it up. Switch it up, folks. Don't let anything come between you and your destiny. I'm Dr. Vern. I tell you, be productive or be replaced. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.